This year's film carnival carries the theme Dream of Star Coming True. It invites ordinary citizens to participate in the film shooting and production in person and make themselves the protagonist of their own films. All this could be realized in a virtual stage adorned with green screen. Although there are many similar projects elsewhere in other international film festivals, Ma Ping, Deputy General Manager of the China Film Studio Company, thinks their virtual stage provides visitors a unique experience.
Their carnival or their theme park, they are pre-designed for tourists. It's not a real studio, but what we are opening to the public now is the real production studio, like this stage. We shot a lot of famous projects here, like Wolf Totem, like Monster Hunt 2. It's a real production stage. Normally, this kind of stage is never open to the public.
Along with ordinary visitors, the virtual production stage has also become a favorite site for teams of journalists to do live streaming. From their personal experience, these reporters are willing to uncover the mysteries of how this magic stage combines interactive film elements with entertainment. However, according to Ma Ping, the stage equipped with world-class virtual production capabilities may also offer visitors other pleasant surprises.
If you use the traditional green screen stage, after you finish shooting, then you need a very long period of post-production. That might need months or even years. But in this virtual production stage, even shooting in a similar green screen environment, but you can see the results in real time.
Outside the studio of the virtual stage, there are several interesting destinations in the film featured town. An open-air theater brings back memories of the past. Xu Hui and his girlfriend from Kaifeng, a prefecture-level city in central China's Henan province, were among the visitors sitting down on a bench at the theater.
Today, moviegoers usually opt for the well-equipped cinemas. We would go to watch films in an open-air theater. My girlfriend and I traveled to Beijing, hoping that we could get a better understanding about advanced filming technologies as well as the movie culture. We surprisingly found such a special, reminiscent location where we are willing to sit down and feel like in the old days.
The Film Carnival of the 8th Beijing International Film Festival will run until May the 1st.